Track 1. Introduction to Newtown. Welcome to Newtown, gateway to a national nature reserve with an intriguing history. Here in the tiny rural village that sits within the nature reserve, houses still stand on the site of an original medieval town. No ordinary town, Newtown was otherwise known as Francheville or Freetown. It was deliberately planned and established in 1256 by Aymer, the bishop-elect of Winchester. It was intended to become a thriving town and sheltered Solent harbour that would later be regarded as the capital town of the island. To entice new inhabitants and bring trade into Newtown, the town was divided into plots, known as burgage plots, that were rented out. On these plots, the tenants, or burgage holders, had the opportunity to build a house and engage in business free from restrictions usually imposed by the lord of the manor. These rights and privileges were confirmed by monarchs bestowing royal charters over the centuries. As you have probably guessed from the quiet nature of Newtown today, prosperity and development was hampered by unexpected historical events. First, bubonic plague reached the island in 1348 and wiped out a third of the island's population. A folktale involving Newtown's own Pied Piper may have originated around this time. The story goes that Newtown was overrun by rats, and the Pied Piper offered to rid the town of the rats for £50. His offer was accepted by the mayor. This he did and led all the rats down to the sea. The rats waited on the shore while he took up some oars. Then, as he rowed a boat to the mudflats, the rats swam after him. On reaching the treacherous mud on the other side, the rats' paws got stuck in the mud, and there they met their fate. The tide came in, and they all drowned. When Piper returned to collect his fee, the mayor only offered £20. The Piper threatened that if the correct fee was not paid, he would lead the children away from the town. This he did, and the children followed the Piper into the woods at Newtown, and the Piper and children were never seen again. In the 1300s, the island suffered attacks from the French in the Hundred Years' War, and by 1344 there were many warning beacons around the coastline of the island. Military horsemen, known as hobblers, were employed to carry urgent messages between different regions of the island to alert the populace of an imminent attack. Newtown itself was attacked in 1377, razed to the ground, and never quite recovered its former status. 200 years later, there wasn't even a market or good housing. Over time, the harbour gradually silted up, and the heavy clay soil limited the agricultural prosperity of the town. In 1674, only 11 houses stood in Newtown. A century later, this had only increased by one house.